Sorry.
Okay. All
Sorry.
right. We started this meeting at 7:02. And then we moved to public comment.
No one from the public and no one had submitted anything.
Then we moved to an approval of the minutes, which was unanimously approved. We moved to a 2025 meeting schedule, also approved, and we are on department updates.
All right, so go back through. I've been working on placing all the orders for everything that we talked about in our August meeting. So the turtle spring rider, these sandbox outdoor water bottle filler, the pool and the splash pad chairs, and the two water compatible wheelchairs. So those will all be available spring and at the pool season. And then we've been ordering the updated fitness program equipment and kind of getting that into use as it comes in, and then we'll be mounting the things that need to be mounted in the Parks and Rec room in coordination with DPW. As those come in, we're waiting for mirrors and things like that. But we've got some things that have come in already that, you know, the instructors seem really excited about, and the people in the classes. So that's been great. So we really appreciate that. The other update, Kelly will be out starting December 9th, having a baby. She'll be back mid-March. We'll have someone kind of helping us out with some of her things, but Claire and I will be, as usual, the two in there full time. So that is about it, department update wise. And also thank you very much to the staff there for keeping everything going as well as they do always, and as well as they did during the last 2 months while I was filling in as CAO. So I appreciate that very much. And I appreciate all of you understanding with the meetings. Again, it was fortunately kind of quiet the last
Yeah.
2 months. So again, appreciate it very much.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Thanks.
Okay, well, appreciate those updates. Is there any other business that we need to discuss? Does anybody have anything they want to talk about or bring up?
I have something that will be quick.
Yeah.
By the way, hi John. I'm sorry to miss you originally. I'm curious, just like, and the other woman's name is Sue. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to say this off the bat. I'm curious to know a little about you, but I don't know if you guys did any kind of like formal intro when you came. I'm like you. I kind of like intros, but. That's just me. Sorry, I'm super tired and I really don't like Zoom meetings. I'm kind of like, am I actually talking to humans right now? I can't, I don't know. But what was I gonna say? Okay, so one of my things from like, I've been on this since September, and one of my kind of things I came in with was just wanting to create awareness about the fact that there's a commission. And you know, if there's any big projects like the tennis court or for the pool or whatever, we're going to need community support and awareness. So my feeling has been, let's create some kind of communication, whatever. So then I had the idea of the doing a quarterly, which didn't really gain a lot of traction here in the commission. So that's fine. I'm kind of over that right now in this period of time. But the fallback is the fact that we're putting out the meetings publicly in the emails through the town that some of the town has signed up for, which I wasn't really aware of that there was like a town sign up thing. Anyway, I then became a member of, you know, I signed up, so I get the town emails now, all the town emails. And I noticed that the Park and Rec, there has been zero emails about Park and Rec since I've been on this mailing list in June. So I'm like, oh, okay.
This one
Hopefully
went out.
that. What?
This one went out. There was a
Is
notification
this
through that
the
I can
first? So this is
notify.
the first one in all history that went out?
No,
Somebody, I had not seen,
previously.
and so I emailed them though in July or something, and I had pointed it out. And who was it? Melissa Denton. Is that whose position you were in? or no?
No, she's the administrative assistant to the CA.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so she responded. She's like, oh, okay, well, I'll make sure that it's, like, you know, that that gets put out there. Like, a meeting, like, there's a meeting up, there's a meeting canceled. Like, there hasn't been, you're saying that this month there was a Park and Rec meeting?
There was a Q Notify email that went out about this one.
No, I mean, like, just, what do you, I don't know what that means, but I mean, like, just the regular emails that we get about, like, there's a Board of Finance meeting, there's a...
I don't get them either. So I...
You don't get the Park and Rec or any of them?
I get them all except for Parks and Rec. I don't ever...
Yeah, there's no... I haven't gotten a single Park and Rec one. And then since
I saw this one, I made sure I had looked for it. So this one I know went out.
Or I'll look. I'll definitely look. What is, like, but either way...
I saw this one.
Okay. I'm in my email right now. I'll look. Because, yeah, I mean, I have a ton of emails. But was this the first one then? Because I'm not getting any of them. Like, I'm not getting when they, because I should once too.
When I send it through, I send it to the, when I send it, I post it and then it gets sent to the town clerk and then she sends out that Q Notify. Again, I made sure that this one went out. So
I'm just going to search. Who is it supposed to be from in the, like, do you know?
It comes through, it's Q Notify. It's, I don't know what the exact email is. It's like a
generic. Is that all the town ones?
Generic.
Canton do not reply 3. Kind of, is that, that's what I have for
maybe,
a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's how they mostly come through, like Board of Selectmen and everybody else. It's like, do not reply.
Canton do not reply 3. Okay, let me see.
I think I posted this agenda on Wednesday last week. So it would have been Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay, so it's not coming through on the Canton Do Not Reply 3 on mine. So then the other one is Q what?
Well, Q Notify is the system, but that's the email that it comes through.
So if I search Q Notify, maybe it'll... Okay, so Park and Rec, I'll search. Well, then I'm just saying there's something... Like, I've signed up for the town emails, and I haven't gotten... So their system, you know, it's not Park and Rec, obviously. It's whatever...
Yeah, it's the town website. It's a
so I mean I did like what I could by emailing her about that, and I'm on just one email list. Again. Yeah,
about it.
Yeah, just like it's not coming through on like whatever the general list that someone would sign up for everything on. I don't know if there's like a separate one. I don't know why I'm not getting those. Doesn't make sense to me, but
yeah, I'll check in with them. Well, you mentioned it, the tennis courts / pickleball courts. So that was originally part of, that project was part of the bonding package that the town was going to put through. It was in along with the air packs for the firefighters, a roof for CIS, and then the Cherry Brook school expansion project. That school expansion project kind of got held up, which meant that everything else within that package got held up. I reminded the Board of Finance at one of the meetings that that was something they needed to look back at. I don't know exactly what steps they're going to take next. As we go into the budget process, I'm going to be resubmitting that entire tennis and pickleball court project. I mean, we have the updated numbers, so I'll be putting that in as a CIP project. So as you see that come up, you know, any support, hopefully they'll go back. I know that they still have it in their heads to go through bonding, but again, now the Board of Finance needs to relook at how they want to submit all that. But so stalled on that one. We're hopeful that it would be done with the bonding that was supposed to be ideally done sooner than this. But we'll keep pushing to try to get that done. Another CIP project I'll be putting in is the pool shell repair, as we've put in for the last quite a few years now. We have updated numbers for that. So you'll see that kind of coming through and it'd be good to have support from that. But as we go through the budget process, I'll share that with you. Right now, we're just getting started. Everything is due to the CAO by the first week of December. Then he goes through it all, and then it'll be presented to the Board of Selectmen starting the week of February 10th. So it's kind of the timeline for now as we get through that. But so thank you for bringing that up. I meant to mention that.
Yeah, I don't totally. Yeah, the Board of Finance process is something I'm still grasping to.
Well, it's true. It's so,
yeah, but I guess
because every board kind of does their own. So, you know, it starts Board of Ed and Board of Selectmen, send it to the board. The Board of Finance kind of sets what they're looking for. Board of Selectmen, Board of Ed put together their proposals. They get sent back to them, and then they kind of go back and forth from there.
For the shell, because that one you like, and I kind of caught this in the beginning of like when I first, you guys went back like September last year.
Yep.
The shell that gets submitted, that's like, does that go underneath? Is that covering the, what's that?
So that's like the entire pool, basically. Okay. The entire interior like liner of the pool.
Okay.
Not even the liner, the concrete.
The concrete. The pool. Right. Okay.
So.
Right. It's cracked and stuff. And it's like a miracle that it's still.
Every year, it's always a hope that it holds up. I mean, the DPW guys do the maintenance on it, and they've done a really great job, and it's extended the life of it. And every year they're in there, and if there's areas that need to patch, they'll patch. The warmer winters have helped a little bit because the shell itself is not expanding and cracking and going back and forth. But I guess you never know either what happens in the spring. So we'll just continue to put that project in.
And what again has been like, it's just like kind of a thing that they look at it and they say like, nope. Like, is that how it kind of works? They just sort it, but they like meet on their own and then they come and announce kind of what they approved.
There's a CIP committee. But I think it's a combination of the Board of Selectmen kind of decides which of the submitted CIP projects from the departments they want to move forward with. And then the Board of Finance can also see those. And then they kind of go back and forth depending on what the total budget is and what that looks like on what they want to put forward for CIP projects. They have a typical dollar amount that they spend, you know, like an average a year is probably about 1.2 million. They're not set in that. That's again, the average. But then they're also discussing the bonding and kind of what they could potentially want to put into that or what they wanted to put in it last year. Hopefully they'll want to look at that again. So the best thing we can do is just keep submitting all of those, but then any support. I mean, the tennis and pickleball courts only got as far as they did because of the amount of support that went to the board meetings. So again, as we go forward and I have that, I'll share all that with you so that we can try to support those things.
And I guess just forward. What does CIP stand for?
Capital Improvement Projects.
Oh, okay.
So it's all anything that's over, it's like $15,000 and I'll have kind of an extended period of life have to go through that.
Okay, yeah.
Rather than a singular line item, so.
And then they decide this is all decided in the beginning of every year, right? One time. Okay, and that's
in January? I mean, they can go back and look at it through the budget process if they wanted to add anything or change it or again, do the bonding potentially and move projects around that way. Mm-hmm. But we submit the wish list.
Yeah. So that's the thing is like, I feel like, well, we'll see what happens this year, you know?
Yeah.
Cause right now it's like already November. So it's not, you know, support aspect is, and that's sort of why I'm like thinking of wanting to just slowly try to, hello, like trickle, like this is what's going on. Like, do you care about this? You know, like, get it in people's heads, like plant the seeds that these things are happening like this. Because the people are all talking about stuff, you know what I mean? But it's like, so it's not, it's hard to, it's kind of like, you know, they say in advertising, it takes 7 times to see something before you can make a sale. Like someone has to see the ad 7 times before they make a sale. Not to say that they're always gonna, whatever. So it's almost the same concept. It's like, there's a meeting, show up or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if they see it 7 times over the course of, oh, there's this project, there's this thing, like you want to help Mills Pond. Like if that's seen 7 times, there's just more potential for people actually to follow through. And, you know, it's advertising in a sense, but to get people interested and engaged. So I'm just saying, you know, that's always been my MO is this topic. So.
Yep. With the budget stuff, it's always a challenge. You know, I don't know exactly what the perfect time is to kind of garner support for some of the CIP things that we put in. It's one of those where, you know, we submit it and then it's kind of just decisions are made and there's not as much discussion with the departments after we submit it in December. I think it's one of those where, even though the time frame to submit CIP requests or that residents would like to see is technically over, if there's anything anyone ever wants to see, you can always email the CAO and then they'll include it in the Board of Selectmen meeting packets. So
I had a question just now and I lost it. Oh yeah. So like if going back to the pool, just because that's been like the most longest standing thing. So like say one spring it's not in the budget and then like literally it's not usable for the whole summer. Then of course that would garner the awareness and attention. And maybe that is what it will come down to because, but obviously then the town would, or not the town, the Park and Rec, because it's separate, right? Would lose out on that summer facility.
That would hit both. So that would hit both the town and special revenue because the pool is split between general fund and special revenue.
Okay.
It's a lot, that one.
That's news. Well, that's good. That's why I'm asking questions. So I can just pieces and figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, that's how we always try to explain it is that, you know, like with anything, right? You try to do the maintenance of things ahead of time so that we don't get to that point. You know, it could be one of those where I hope we never get to that point where then we're looking at either we're losing everything or they're finding $300,000+ at the last minute, which it's easier said than done, certainly. That's a fight that we fight kind of every year and put through kind of in a description of what it is and why we're asking for it.
Right. Yeah. Well, I just searched at one point, like a month ago, about like Canton Town pool. And there was articles up about like, there was a moment in time, I think it was like 2013 or something, where it seemed like there was some sort of energy around it that was like being written about. And I don't know what happened, but didn't go through, obviously. But like,
well, at that point is when they were doing the renovations on the pool house and then the decking over there. Yeah, and I think there had been a discussion at that time about potentially putting like a bubble over it and trying to make it a year-round facility. And that didn't get, you know.
Because that would be like, you would have to fix the liner and then do that on top of it.
Yeah, that would be a whole different.
Right. That would be like $500,000 or something. Or I have no idea. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, the shell itself is like $325,000 than that.
Maybe a million. So I don't know.
To try to make it an indoor facility that would be year round.
That's a cool idea, though. I like that idea. That's pretty neat.
It is. It's a huge undertaking.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. But yeah, that was also at that time. But that was when they did the decking and updated the pool house.
Okay. So it was all right. All right. We'll see what happens this year.
Yeah. I mean, my goal right now is to put the pool shell back in so that we can keep that going. Because like you said, if you were to lose that, it would obviously hit special revenue fund, but it would also hit the general fund of the town. And then not even just money wise, but you know, the residents of the town not having that service would be a huge loss. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other business?
Yeah, I guess building off of this, Capri, you asked, I was part of the community support for the tennis pickleball. That's kind of how I got involved and got to know Taryn. And, you know, in a small town, you can pack a meeting pretty easy when you're only talking about 20 or 30 people. And it was sort of the talk of last year's budget building process of how many people we got to go to key meetings. And that's what put it from, you know, what I understood as like an avid user of the court and how bad the conditions are in the court and how popular pickleball. I mean, you go by there any morning, there's 12, 14, 20 people year round at this point, plus all the popularity of the classes. It just, you know, we all live in town. We all like playing. So when we got involved with it and brought really, I tempered it, how many people we had come, like I you know, was telling Taryn, I don't want to make a mob scene. We'll have some people articulate this. But I mean, the feedback we got was there hasn't been this much interest in this. And we were trying to go on to the fact that for 4 years, this was put into capital improvements. And for 4 years, it was declined, maybe more than that, Taryn. I forgot what you had told me, but.
I think that's what we had said at that time, the way that we had looked at it at that time, the complete project had been in there for about 4 years.
Yeah, about 4 years. And now with each successive winter, the cracks and everything, it's going to get unusable. It, one of the courts on the lower thing is pretty much getting there already. So now, you know, it's kind of discouraging. I could kind of tell with the flavor of how we had the issues with the town budget last year. It just sort of collided with the property revaluations and the mill rate going up, that there wasn't going to be an appetite for the bonds and all the controversy over doing the Cherrybrook school stuff. So I feel like we have to reset and start this again, the community support, even though, you know, we did it last year as a big item. I think it's, unless we get a back a seat at the table again in the budget building process. I mean, I would like to think it would go through the CIP, but if you're saying, Taryn, that $1.2 million is what the town totally does for CIP for all of the departments. And we were talking about competing with the school boards and all that. I find it very unlikely we're going to get the pool and the tennis courts. That's what, $800,000?
So, the tennis court alone was like 1.1 for all three, or all six total areas, if you were to do tennis and basketball.
Okay. So that's quite a bit more than the number I had heard initially when he got involved with us. We were talking 500 to 600.
Yeah, that was, well, we had budgeted probably close to, I think it was like 175,000 per court. When we met with the company out there, that was the number they came back with, was that included all the lighting, flipping, basketball, tennis, pickleball, you know, expanding what needed to be expanded so that everything fit correctly. So that was the most up-to-date number, was about 1.1.
Competitively put out to multiple vendors, or just we're sticking with?
Yeah, it had gone out. They had requested quotes and everything. So that was what came back. And it won't go out officially until, unless it was an approved project. We can't put out anything officially until it's an approved project that we're actually going to spend. That's been approved for us to spend on. Yeah. So it's kind of the best number that we can get at this time. That's reasonable.
There's one point of data, or are there two or three quotes on this?
It's one, but it has multiple options for how we could look at different things with different lighting, different layouts.
Okay. So, but we don't know from other contractors if there's a spread between what we're seeing at 1.2, what's the high, what's the low. We can't do that until.
Right. Right. And this, I mean, the town has, like, the state has approved vendors that you can go through that are already put in as like a low bid that you can work with.
Yep.
So this is a reasonable number to put in for the bonding, because that was what we had looked at it for, was to get a number to put in for bonding so that we could then put everything out at that time.
Okay. Well, yeah, hearing that news, I would say then the only way it's going to go is bonding.
Yeah. And I don't think they're done with the idea of the bonding. I mean, it seemed like the Board of Finance was open to that idea. It would just be that they need to put together another package of what they would want that to look like. So, yeah, that's always the problem with Parks and Rec. I think Todd can attest with that, is that we put in projects and, you know, we don't tend to look as high priority as roads or schools or some other things. And so a lot of times things don't get pushed forward unless we have a lot of that community support. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So again, as it comes forward, I'll share it with everyone.
Yeah.
But we're just getting everything started back up again. So budget process wise.
They did a pretty good job last year of notifying what the budget building process was and the key dates and stuff. So, I mean, I'd like to see it move forward. Obviously, I know a lot of people that want to see it move forward. So, I mean, we can do the same strategy as last year, just with even maybe more people showing up.
And my argument for that, like we had talked about, had been too, is that, you know, those are the courts for the high school. So for the high school to have their tennis team, you know, that's the facility that they have to use. And so originally we had put the project in coordination with the athletic director and DPW, kind of as a joint thing of saying, we all need this. It affects everyone. And, you know, it's in use for all these different groups, but it didn't get any further. It got further, honestly, with the community sport. So.
Yeah. And in the community support, we really saw no support from anybody from the school system. So I mean, if there's a way to bridge that gap this year, that would strengthen it. But I was surprised after reaching out to like the coaches, had nothing come back.
Yeah.
You know, which knowing they originally there for tennis, for the high school. So I don't know. Well, I would say, you know, let's put the effort into it. It just, it's going to get to a point they're unusable. So I don't know what you do at that point, but.
Right. Yeah. So as we go forward and I have more dates, I'll share all those with everyone.
Thank you. And that would be a good time too, Capri. It sounds like you want to do some outreach too. Maybe we do it around the tennis courts and pickleball.
Yeah, Corey and Taryn, our people have been on the board for a while. What's sort of the etiquette, or, you know, like any of us who now are on the board of commissioners speaking at the meeting in behalf of one of our projects? Like last year when I spoke multiple times about the courts, obviously I wasn't on the board. Mm-hmm. This year, does that change that? Am I allowed to do that, or is that frowned upon to have somebody from the board actually be the spokesperson?
I mean, I think you're obviously speaking as a resident. You know, this is a volunteer.
Correct. Yeah.
A volunteer commission that you're a part of and that you give your time to. And if you go in and you present it as a resident, that's, you know, certainly welcome to do that, I would think.
Because we don't actually vote on that. It's not our say.
Right. Right. And I think I remember last year, even some people from Board of Finance spoke about things that they were doing during like a selectman's meeting. So I just wanted to make sure before I figure out a strategy to try to, you know, work this through this cycle again.
Yeah. Okay. I think probably a conflict of interest if it's something we're voting on to provide the money for, but we unfortunately don't get a say.
Okay. Thanks.
Any other business?
Not for me.
All right. Well, then I am going to adjourn this meeting. Make a motion to adjourn.
Second, right?
Yes, good job. Cool. Second, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Awesome. All right, guys.
Okay.
On.
Have a good evening. Thank you.